When I was 5 years old, my mother died. I didn't find out till many years later she committed suicide. And so that, totally changed my life, obviously. So that was a huge blow. And I discovered while I was living at my aunt's house, nobody wanted to talk about death to a 5-year-old. My grandmother, her mother was the only one. And so her mother would talk to me, but it was all, she's up in heaven and she's watching you every second of the day and this kind of stuff that I believed at the time. And nobody else would even want to talk. My father, he became alcoholic, and my brother has no memories of my mother at all because he was only like 1 and a half when she died. I mean, I did have conscious memories of her, and then I decided, well, how could I keep these going? And I discovered if I kept replaying them in my mind, I could keep them going. So I'd take events that I still have. Right or wrong, I still have 5 or 6 of those events I can replay. And I consciously remember standing outside my aunt's house thinking, if you keep trying to remember things, you can remember them forever. It was essentially what I would now call, but certainly wouldn't have then, retrieval practice, what some people call in the autobiographical memory literature, rehearsal. So anyway, I discovered early on, I kind of got interested in memory because I was trying to preserve these memories of my mother.